Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Kenzie.
I'm Jamie.
And this is the
Codependent Podcast.
Welcome back to another week of Codependent Podcast.
Hi, girls.
Hi. Sorry that we're a little bit delayed on getting this one out. It was just a crazy weekend. I was out of town. We went to Oklahoma. We got home. We were planning on doing it, but then it was Easter and there was just so much Easter stuff going on that, you know.
We ran out of time and we were like, crap. But thanks for understanding. You guys will have an episode today. It'll be okay. We're sorry.
And then we'll still have one out on Monday as well.
Yes,
we so still will. You'll be getting like two.
Be so like close. So like, you're welcome.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Jamie, what's up? What's new? I guess I saw you on Sunday, but
I haven't seen you in
But
ages.
I feel like we haven't hung out.
Caught up. Yeah, I mean, honestly.
Like, what's new? What's the 411? What's the hot gossip?
Is new? There's like not a lot new going on.
Okay.
Like my big life news was having a baby and now it's like everyone's over it. So like now what?
Now literally nobody cares.
Like literally nobody cares. Nobody cares about me.
I mean, how's the baby?
She's good. Honestly, she's just kind of good.
Just kind of good.
I love her. She's good. She is definitely like I'm going to like spin this in a positive note. She's like a social baby. She likes to be around people. She doesn't want to be by herself. She gets like upset. She's okay to like not be held all day, but she definitely wants to like be
She
right
wants like
next
social interaction.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes it's like, ugh, let me take a shower.
No, I like you a know? Little bit Velcro, but not like you have to hold her all the time.
Yes, exactly.
I get that. Exactly. I do get that. So, she does love people interacting with her.
She does. She loves to like,
like the second you look at her, like her eyes brighten and she got like cute little
she
smile.
She just wants to like be around the people, be around you. And so it's okay, but she's good. She's good.
Good.
We're still like working on our nights. I had so many messages cause I posted like, she gave me like one good stretch that like 7 hours that one night.
That one
Guys,
time.
It happened once. Okay. Like I'm not a miracle like mom. Like it happened once.
But then the next night she was up every hour.
No. And then yeah, like, and last night she was up probably like 3 or 4 times. I don't remember.
It's such a haze when you wake up in the middle of the night.
Like, what would it be like to like sleep through the night? And I'll like sleep and I'll be like, oh, did she just give me like a long stretch? Like, is it like 4 a.m.? It's only like 2. She slept like 3 hours. I'm like, oh.
I remember when I came to the hospital when you had her and I got like super baby fever that day. Cause I'm like, oh my gosh, like it was birth. Like it was
feelings.
Magical. Like
yes.
The endorphins of like giving birth, like
yes.
Everything in the room, you know, you're just, and then you see a tiny baby and then you see you guys like crying and you're like, I want that. And then I went home and I went to sleep and then you texted me the next morning and you were like, I forgot what it's like to like have a newborn and like not be able to sleep all night. And I was like, I had a solid 8.
Like I slept so
I had a solid
good.
8. Like my baby fever is gone.
8.
No, like, yeah, you just forget. You forget.
You honestly forget. I know.
Oh my gosh. I was talking to somebody the other day about like having a baby,
yes.
Like a newborn baby. And I don't remember what I was saying, but I like forgot. Like I don't know. Like, how do you have a baby?
Like
I don't.
What do you do with them?
Pierce is only like 3 and I still like, it's hard.
It's weird. Even just 3 years, like you totally forget a lot of things.
Like all the time. The other day, Jamie calls me and Monty's losing her ever loving mind in the car. And I'm like, is she hungry? And you're like, no, she just ate. What time did I feed her at? 9:30. And it was like 12:30. And you were like, oh, Yeah, she's hungry. It's been 3 hours.
She's hungry. Those 3 hours?
It goes so fast.
Like, what happened?
I never think that I'm away from my children for longer than 3 hours until I have a newborn. And then I'm like, Kate, that's not 3 hours.
No, I mean, if you think about it, anywhere to drive somewhere is going to be like 20, 30 minutes. Yeah. So like, factor in that. That's already 1 hour of driving, like there and back. And then
you've got maybe an hour and a half.
Maybe an hour and a half, like somewhere else. And that's like counting from the time you started feeding her. So it's like, okay, cool. I can't do anything.
So I'm stuck at home. So
I know. Justin's like, you need to pump more. I'm like, I know. I just, it's like, oh, when I'm not feeding, do you think I want to be attached to a pump?
No, not at all.
So it's hard because I'm like, I know I should pump more, but like,
I can think of some exciting news.
Yes, I want to know your exciting news.
Well, no, it involves both
of
us.
We're done with Monty.
We're done with Jamie. On to me.
On to Kenzie. Honestly, Monty, you're done.
No, it's about us though. So it's like, really does have to do with you.
Okay.
I'm so excited. We renewed our Sun Season tickets and Kendall and Nicole are out. Goodbye. Goodbye them. Hello us.
Goodbye them. Hello
but
us.
I'm so excited because me and DJ had season tickets last year and they were with our mom and dad.
Yes, yes.
Which was like fine, but like not as much fun. And then we had them this year with Kendall and her girlfriend, which was so much fun. Like
honestly, so fun. That would be so fun.
We had a blast this season. And it was even more fun because Kendall lives across the street from the Sun Stadium. We would go like an hour early. We'd get food. We'd eat it up in her apartment. Nice. Like it was a blast.
That's so fun.
But they're moving to California. And so they didn't renew with us, but Jamie and Justin wanted to renew with us. And we have been waiting for this day, but we got lower level.
We have been waiting.
We got lower level. Jamie has been waiting.
Kenzie put in the hard work of like the 2 years on the upper.
The 2 years of like not being able to see. What's funny is I've never complained because
you really haven't.
I love going to games.
Like you have never complained.
No, I literally don't care where I'm seated. Like I'm seated. I just love like the atmosphere of going to the games. Like I love dressing up. I love getting dinner before. Like I just.
It's fun.
It's just fun.
And it's something you guys enjoy together. So it makes it even more fun.
Yes. But then we renewed our tickets and Kendall and Nicole didn't go to that game the day that we renewed our tickets. And me and DJ snuck into the lower level. The security guy literally was like, these aren't your seats. And we're like, yeah, they're not. And he's like, that's fine. Just go ahead and sit there. If somebody kicks you out, they kick you out, but like, you're fine. So we got to sit lower level, very close to where our new tickets are. And I told DJ the whole game, I'm like, I can see. Like, I can like,
what
see
is happening?
The players.
Like, this is crazy.
It was so much more fun. But now I like don't want to go back to our old seats. We have two more games.
Oh, you have two more games. I'm like, wait, you don't have to. But yeah, you have two more games.
But I'm really excited. I'm so excited. We're actually not sitting by each other because we couldn't get four lower level together because you have to like, it's a whole thing. You have to be like grandfathered in and be there as long as you can.
In case you didn't know, the Suns are actually like really good.
They actually are sucking this
season.
They're
actually sucking right
now.
But
everybody wants season tickets because Katie's there.
Everybody wants season tickets. Yeah. And it's a fun, like, there's Katie, there's Booker. Like,
it's a fun, like, era.
It's a fun place to be. Yes.
Like, we're like, yes. We're like hitting records every time they play. And like yes. A new player is now the franchise record holder. Like it's so fun. Like these couple of years have been such a blast. And that we're like at least going to the playoffs. Like we're at least in the running.
But we're just sucking.
But we're just like not great. So that's exciting. That is like very exciting.
That is. That's honestly exciting.
So that's like, your fun news. You're welcome for me sharing.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. That's keep making it about me.
Thanks for making everything about me.
Anything particularly new? I mean, we're going to do like an episode, like a catch up. So like.
Oh, so maybe I should save all my catch up until then.
Say like a little something, but like maybe save something.
Well, I think we're getting a new car.
Woo! Ew, that was bad. Sorry.
I liked it. I felt so much energy from you. You need to push the awkward one now.
So much energy.
I'm excited, but I'm like not excited. I don't know. We literally, this is so annoying because when we bought DJ's car, I was like, I'm going to need a new car soon-ish. Like within the year.
Within the year. You knew you've been like prepping.
Yes.
Like, your car is very affordable. It's nothing crazy.
It's great.
It's been a great car
for you. I literally love my car.
But it hasn't been one that you're like you knew you were going to get a new car.
I thought I was going to keep it for 2 years. We're running on three. Like we're over three now.
Hey.
So We've kept it. We have a lot of miles on it. It has been such an awesome car.
Every time I get a new car, I'm like, I'm going to keep this for like 5 years. And Justin's like, no, you're not.
No,
like,
literally.
No, I really am. Like, I promise. He's like, you're going to want a new car in like 2 years. I'm like, no, no way.
Dude, this is my first new car after my Ford Fiesta.
This is your first like big girl car.
No, this is like my first big girl car. And what sucks is what sucks about it is we have been starting to save for a new car. We have like a little savings thing in Rocket Money to save like a certain amount for the down payment before December. We are thinking November, December is when we'll buy my
car. Get your new car.
And so it's only March. So it's that savings is really not there yet.
It's a little.
It's just taken. It's just going slowly. So I just didn't want to, you know, like when you buy something and then like afterwards you're like, okay, now we need to like pinch our pennies because that was like a lot of money. And like,
yes.
I didn't want to feel like that when I bought a car.
Like, save up, buy it. And then like, you're fine.
And then I'm fine. Yes. And then it doesn't like change our lifestyle at all.
Completely.
So that was like the plan. But then my car started breaking down and all of the fixes are like more expensive than the car is itself. So we just decided we're going to get a new car. It's getting delivered on Friday. So I'm really excited. That Binky went far.
Yeah, she can.
That's hilarious. So I'm like, I'm trying to hype myself up. I really am because it's the car I've been wanting.
I am really excited for you.
Well, thank you because my car needs some excitement in its life.
And you're going to have to take me on a ride.
I'll take you on lots of rides.
Let's go.
It has bucket seats, which I'm stoked about.
I'm so jealous.
It has a third row, which is great because like, I like to drive Jamie's kids and I literally can't fit a single other kid in my car.
Yeah, like, no.
So it'll be good. I'm excited. I wish that I could have waited a little bit longer just to feel like more excitement. I didn't want to feel like this when I bought my new car, but it's fine. I'll be excited when I see it and I get in it. Like, I'll be stoked.
Yes, completely.
It's just taking me a minute to
and
get there.
And it's like when you don't make like a rash decision, then you're like, then you second guess it. Not just you, but like, I think when you have a lot of time to sit on a decision, most people always change their mind.
Yeah.
And Kenzie called me this morning. She's like, I don't know. Like, do I want this new car? And I'm like, Kenzie, you do want it. You've sat on this for too long now. Like the car was supposed to be here already and you would have been fine.
It got pushed back.
It got pushed back because it's being delivered from like Mississippi or something.
Minnesota.
There you go. And so I'm like, you're just have too long to think about it.
I do because I ordered it on Friday. I did like Carvana, which is what I did for DJ's car. We loved the experience. I don't know what other people are saying about Carvana, but
I don't care. It's honestly best case for Kenzie.
I don't have to take a whole day to go look at cars. Like,
nope. And decide. And
I know what car I want.
Yes.
I know what car I want.
Like, that's it.
Let me just order it online. And then they gave me a trade-in value for my car.
Yep.
They come and pick it up. They deliver my, like, oh, it is an ADHD person's dream.
It is. You just click a couple buttons.
I click a couple buttons.
It's being delivered.
And all of the paperwork was already done from when I did DJ's car.
You don't have to think about it.
I didn't have to do any paperwork.
Like, that's so nice.
No, it's amazing.
That's incredible.
I don't care if they gave me a lower trade-in value. I don't care.
I told Justin, he actually said that was really good.
Thank you.
He was like, that's actually so like too. Pretty fair. And I was like, okay. I was like, I told her she could have got more, but I didn't know. And he's like, no, that sounds like pretty good.
I mean, think about how much I spent on my car. Like that trade-in is great for how much I spent on my car.
And that's what he said. He's like, no, like that's actually really good. I was like, okay.
I'm like not a car snob. Like I don't care about having like a grand, I mean, I would love a Grand Wagoneer. I'd love an Escalade, but like, it's not my first priority to have like one of those cars. And I even feel like I'm doing too big of an upgrade with the car that I'm getting, which I know I'm getting like a very modest
you
car.
You totally are. You're getting like, this is the exact upgrade.
It
like,
is.
This is the exact.
I just.
What else could you get? Like
the same car. No, it's the third row. Why does adding a third row add $20,000 onto every single car?
Oh, 100%.
It is a third row and it's a tiny row.
And it's a tiny row.
Why is the third row?
Justin and I are always like, third row is a joke. Like if it's a kid, yeah. But how does this classify as a third row? No, you can't even like put your knees hit the next seat in front of you.
It's ridiculous.
Like, mm-mm. I'm like curious to see how your car is because with my car, like when our front seats are like, if I had like a really tall husband, thankfully I don't. Like if DJ was in my car and driving, like Rossi's feet would be like on top of the like shoulder rest.
Do you remember driving Megan's car to Disneyland?
Yes, it was so roomy.
I was going to say, you kept saying, I have so much room back
like,
here.
It felt so roomy.
So that made me feel like that's the car I should get.
I agree.
And I drove in the front seat for 12 hours And I was like,
and you were comfy.
I love this car.
And you were totally fine.
I love this car. Yeah. So totally copying one of our friends, but I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm nervous, but I'm excited. I just need to like get over myself.
Once you like see it, like,
well, that's the thing. Like when you like go test drive a car, you kind of like get to drive it off the lot and then you get to like get excited. Like I haven't even seen this car.
You haven't even seen it.
DJ has not seen this car. I texted him and said with a link and said, I am buying this. And then he texted me back and said, sounds good.
Sounds good.
So he's never even sat in a Palisade.
Yes.
So hopefully he likes it.
Hopefully he likes it.
I'm excited. I'm excited, but I'm nervous, but I'm excited. It's just,
I know. It's going to be good. I can't wait.
Oh, okay. Another update on my life. Sorry. I have so many updates, you guys.
You are updates on updates.
We've had 12 people come look at our house because for some reason they've needed second, third, fourth, and fifth opinions on the bathroom terrible situation. Because did I talk about the inspector on here? How horrible she was?
Can't remember. Oh yeah, you did.
Okay. So she was horrible. And then he had to have second opinion come in because my restoration company disagreed with her on the bathroom. My restoration company said that the bathtub needs to be removed. She walked into the bathroom and looked at the bathroom and said, all looks good, and closed the door. She didn't write anything in the claim for the bathroom. What? And we got like no money in our claim. Like it was such a low claim, especially for having to redo that bathtub.
For what's Yeah.
Yeah. So then he had to have a second opinion come out and then a third opinion come out and he was taking my picture. and he decided that our bathtub is covered. So that is
good news. Another clap for us.
My life was in shambles and it feels like it's getting a little bit better now. It's
like the pieces are kind of like starting to go back together.
Yeah. I mean,
the day your car AC broke,
Jamie,
you were,
oh, I cried.
You were done. You were truly
no,
done.
No, I bawled. I literally.
I was like, what else can happen to you right now?
It's literally been the worst month of my life. I like have to laugh about it because it's literally been awful. Like it's been awful. Like
it's
been
terrible.
There has not been one thing. The only thing that went my way last month was that we won that giveaway with the Suns.
Which, thank the heavens, that honestly saved your mental health.
It saved my whole life.
It did. It saved you.
My car broke the day before we left for OKC. So it's like, well, once I'm in OKC, like, what am I going to do? Like, I can't just like be mad about my car.
No,
like,
no.
I have to go and have a blast and have fun and then like move on and get over it. And I got home and I thought I'd get home and my new car would be here, but then it got backed up. But
so it's like,
it's fine. I'm really happy because, oh my gosh, what was I going to say? Oh, we didn't like want to put that much down on our car because we thought we were going to have to maybe pay for the bathroom because the bathroom needs to get redone. Like that bath, even if the insurance didn't cover it, we have to get it done. And so we were like, okay, well, we might need to save some money for that.
Yes.
So let's not put a big down payment on the car.
Can you guys imagine this? Imagine not having a bathtub for your kids, not being able to do laundry in your house and having half your house tarped up.
Let's add on top of that, that you get in your car and it's scalding hot because your air conditioning doesn't work.
Like, what do you do? Like, literally.
That's been my life.
That's literally been her life. It's like, to not be able to do laundry or, like, bath your kids in that bathroom, like,
terrible. We all took a family shower.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's what you have to do.
Pierce slipped, hit his head on the door.
Like,
no.
Yeah.
It's been not great.
Having little kids and having to do that, terrible.
And, like, sharing a bathroom with, like, Payson is the worst.
Like, it's not just the runaround of, like, it's annoying. Yeah, it's annoying to have to call the people and get the people in your house. It's, like, it's actually, like, not functional.
It's, like,
have little kids in there.
Our dryer does. Like, we can wash our clothes, but we can't dry.
We can't dry them.
And so it's, like,
have you washed some things and, like, hung them?
No. We just go to my in-laws.
Oh, that's smart.
Because I'm, like, well, we have tons of loads of laundry. What we've been doing every week, we like go through our laundry and we pick out like
the stuff you want the most,
our favorite clothes. And so we always have like a huge pile in there. The dryer works. It's the, you know, like the silver like foil piece that goes
vent.
In. Yes, yes. It goes into the wall. We don't have a wall there. Like that wall is ripped out because that's where the damage was. So there's nowhere to put that in. And so it's facing our bathroom and we did a dryer load once, like we tried. We opened up that bathroom, steam. Like you just took the hottest boiling shower of your life because there's no ventilation. And so it's gonna just start a fire in our house.
Yeah, because it's
so
too hot.
Maybe if we start a fire, we'll get more construction stuff. Why it's not? Perfect.
Burn it down.
So we decided just to be safe, we're not running our dryer.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So
that makes sense.
You know,
there's the life.
We're living in chaos.
We're living.
But we're good.
But you're living.
I feel more mentally stable this week than I did last
week.
Yes.
Things are on the ups.
Well, and I also started my period at your house and I was just like really emotional. Like yes.
It was just like a lot of
and
a week.
When I found out about my car, I cried. I literally just sat and cried. I called grandpa and I was bawling my eyes out when I talked to grandpa. And I went over to his house and he like gave me the biggest hug and he was so sweet. But he called me this morning. He's like, "You doing okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fine.
Like, I'm doing better."
I just had an emotional week last week.
You just did. I know.
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling better, guys. So yeah, no need to check in on me. I'm doing okay.
No need. She's going to be good now. She's going to be good.
But it was a lot.
It was. It kind of still is.
But I'm really excited to give unsolicited advice to everybody else.
Yeah.
Because my life is going really good.
You need this advice.
I can guide you guys in the same life that I am living.
The same manner. Yes, 100%.
Don't live my life. It's not great right now.
Okay.
Oh.
Let's jump into some advice. Okay, this is long, but help. We have a wedding we are going to in AZ. We live in Colorado. Both me and my husband are in the wedding, but the wedding is no kids allowed. We have an almost one-year-old who is still nursing. I tried backing out of being in the wedding, but they now want him in the freaking wedding to make it work. I am having my aunt fly out with us to help with him. Would it be rude if I asked if my aunt could come to the wedding to watch my baby there so I can still nurse and have him close? We immediately shut down him being in the wedding because that would be a lot and I want it to be exactly what the bride wants. I know she really doesn't want kids in the wedding. I mean, I don't think that's rude. I would just ask. I would just say, hey, no pressure at all, but like, I really want to be a part of your wedding. I want to be there for you. My husband wants to be there for you guys. But I am like nursing my baby and like I need him to be close to me. Is it okay if my aunt like comes to the wedding?
Yeah.
Like
maybe not the ceremony.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe the reception.
Just say like the reception. Like,
yeah,
she'll just have my baby and like she's coming out with us. That way I can like nurse him, but I can still be like a huge part of your day.
Yeah. Like, and also like I totally get like, even though the bride was like, he can be in the wedding too. Like, you're almost 1 year old. Like
Bless you, Monty.
I almost would say I didn't want my kids in it. Also, like, this is like, I don't know if it is, but like, if it was like your first like outing without him, like you want to like go and have like just a low key time. You don't want to be worried about what your 1 year old's doing. Like, that's why you're flying your aunt out. I really don't think, I mean, the baby's got to eat.
Baby's got to eat, dude.
If she wants you in the wedding, I feel like it's just,
And obviously she probably just doesn't understand because she probably doesn't
have kids
yet. And so she doesn't understand like, when you're nursing it really, I mean, we were literally just talking about it. It's a full-time job.
Yeah.
But like she probably just doesn't understand that. So I would definitely say something to her. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. And if she says like, you know what, we would really prefer him to like not be there. Like we just really want like a kid-free wedding. Then try to work out something with your aunt and like go help get ready and then like go back and nurse. Like, I mean, like, I guess it depends how you nurse because I nurse like usually by like time, like every like 2.5 to 3 hours, but if you're nursing on demand, that's a little bit harder. If you can like have a little bit of a schedule, that could help.
If the baby's almost one.
Yeah, that's true. If the baby's almost one, then there's probably a little bit more.
You could have like your aunt meet you right after the ceremony, you know,
yes.
Nurse him really quick. And then. Yeah. And then have her meet you a few times. I
feel like there's lots of options.
But I also feel like you're being very respectful towards your friend.
Totally. To like even agree to be in it.
Yeah.
So praise for you.
Yeah.
But say something. Yeah.
I agree. I mean, it's your baby. Baby's got to eat.
Yes, exactly.
Really struggling with toddler girl and big emotions. How do I help her?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I feel like Payson has big toddler emotions.
She does have big emotions.
Like, I feel like they've gotten better. Like, as she's gotten older. But I mean, I remember when she was, like, two, we started doing, like, taking deep breaths because she has a lot of emotion. She cried a lot. Like she's just sensitive and that is so hard. But I read her like tons of books. Belly Breathe is a really good one.
Book. Yep.
We read that one. We would watch like meditation videos about like breathing in and breathing out. And like from a very young age, like I have a video of her way before Pierce was even born or before I was even pregnant. So she was probably like 18 months old where she was doing deep breaths. We'd be like, let's take some deep breaths, you know? And she'd stop and she would like try to like, contain
those emotions.
And she still does that to this day at almost 5 years old. Like, I feel like that really helps. And giving, like, I always like really validate Payson's feelings because I am a very emotional, sensitive person. And one of the worst things that people do is like, tell me to not be emotional. Like, that's not helpful.
Yes.
Like,
That's not going to change that because that's just like how you are.
Exactly. Yeah. Being like, well, is it really worth crying over? Like, well,
instead of being like, I understand why you're crying, but here's another like,
yes. And we talk, yeah, we talk about feelings a lot in our family just because I have kids that have big feelings. So like, we'll talk about like the other day we talked, I was like, yeah, you know, it's okay to be sad. Like it is okay to cry. It's okay to have emotions. And she was like, but we shouldn't be mad all the time. I'm like, no, but like we're allowed to be mad. Like we're allowed to have feelings, you know, we don't want our feelings to overpower us. Completely. And you know, we talk about that all the time of like, it's okay to be sad, but also like we just kind of need to move through it. And we can't just like let our emotions be the ones in charge. Like we're in charge. Our emotions aren't in charge.
We can feel it for a minute, for a little bit.
I hate being like diminished in feelings, like
completely,
even toddlers, like they have big feelings and they're allowed to have big feelings. Like sometimes we'll tell Payson, like if she's having, like the other day she was having really big emotions. It was on Easter because she didn't eat at your house. We told them to eat. I made her a plate. She didn't eat. The second we got in the car, Mom, I'm hungry. And I'm like, well, you should have eaten dinner. And then she's like, well, what can I have at home? I'm like, all we have is peanut butter sandwiches.
Yep.
And she's like, well, that's lunch. That's not dinner. You know, freaking out. We got home. She was so anxious. She was bawling, exhausted. That was all it was. Yes. She was tired and she was hungry.
Yep.
So I said, why don't you go get your pajamas on in your room? Take a minute, calm down, and then come out here and we'll figure out what to make you for dinner.
Yes.
And you know, I heard her in her room bawling her eyes out. And then she came out and wipes her tears. And she's like, I'm really sorry for not eating. I should have eaten at Mamie's house. And I'm like, yes, you should have. Thank you for acknowledging that. Do you want me to make you eggs and a waffle? And she was like, I would love eggs and a waffle. Like,
perfect.
I feel like I have had to understand not like snapping.
Yes, like, completely.
Because that makes it worse.
Yep.
It really does. If I get angry, it makes things a lot worse. Then we're yelling at each other and she's crying and then I'm in tears.
And then the emotions are just too much.
They're too much.
Yep.
We're both very big emotions people. Yep. So I literally have to be like, get away from me.
I think just saying, yeah, like that, take a break, is the biggest thing. Like I'm not super emotional, but like Rossi has a lot of big emotions and Navy actually does have quite of emotions too. Just like she gets like frustrated really easily at things. And I'm always like, just take a minute.
Take a minute.
That's what you need to do. I said, just go to your room, cry, freak out.
You're not in trouble.
You're not in trouble. Just go to your room, freak out. I don't care. Yell, scream, get your emotions out. And then like, let's talk.
And then let's talk.
Yes. So I love that. Talk about it.
All right. You're up.
Okay. My husband works with his dad still. So he spends an insane amount of time with his parents. I'm talking 5 or more nights a week at their house. We have 4 kids and I really wish there was more separation. Most of the time he is there, it's just because he is visiting them or sitting at their house. My mother-in-law also makes me feel very unwelcome if I try to be there with him. It's seriously hard on our marriage. What would you do?
Oof.
I mean, 100% that needs to have a conversation. Like your husband's working with his dad and then staying at their house 4 or 5 nights a week to talk to them. Like, no, his priority is you guys.
He needs to
get
home.
Like, not that that's not like his priority in his mind, but like, maybe if you haven't had that conversation, definitely a conversation to be had. Like,
you
need to be home. When you're done with work, you come home from work.
You don't stay.
If you want to have one night a week that you like want to visit it with your parents, if that relationship is like really important to you and you really want to like that, that's something you want to do, that you can choose a night. That's what I would say. Like you can choose a night a week that you want to like
totally
eat with them. But like also to make you feel unwelcome.
Yeah, I literally was going to say, like, if they invited you over for dinner too, that's one thing, but just not, like, just going by himself. Like, I also, like, newly married, like, I would be so offended.
They're not newly married. They have 4 kids.
Okay, I would be more offended. Like, I like making dinner for my family.
100%.
Like, I would feel offended if DJ's like, well, I'm just going to go eat at my mom's.
Well, I can't imagine taking care of 4 kids all day by yourself.
But then
it'd be like me, right? 3 kids, add 1 more, and then Justin being gone and then hanging out with his parents. I'd be like, absolutely not.
Yeah, I definitely feel like there needs to be a conversation had. And like, if you want to stay with them,
and he hasn't like respected that, then like,
I don't know next steps for that.
I don't
that
know
one.
Next steps. Maybe like you need, like maybe some therapy would help him. Like he needs to understand or try to have a deeper conversation about it.
Yeah.
Because that's,
I literally would like take the 4 children. Monty's bow is over her eyeballs. I would like, I would like literally take my four kids when I knew he's off of work and I would literally drop them off. And I'd be
I drop them off. I'd say, here, it's fine. If I'm not welcome, here's the four kids.
I'll go take a bubble bath.
Yeah, here's the four kids.
And I'll take a bubble bath and go out to dinner by myself. Your mom can feed my kids too.
Yeah. I could see how that would be very hard.
No, I would definitely not be okay with that. No. I don't think that you're being dramatic or overreacting. Like a conversation like definitely needs to be had.
Change needs to happen immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately.
I would be so... The best part of the kid's day is also when DJ gets home.
Oh, like, oh my gosh. Like, if I video when Justin walks in the door, my girls immediately, if they're screaming, yelling, fighting, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Daddy's home.
As soon as dad walks in the door, all is good.
All is good.
All is good.
So like maybe turn it on that angle. Like the kids don't get to see you. The kids really want to see you. Like maybe don't make it about yourself because then it's like, what are you going to do? Argue that the kids need you?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I think this is a very, very good one, Jamie. And I feel like this is something we've talked about all the time. My daughter's 3 years old, and every time we leave from hanging out with her cousins, she starts picking up on their bad behavior. It's extremely unlike her to yell, be aggressive, or even talk back. But she sees her cousins doing it, whom she loves very much, and thinks it's okay. How would you girls handle this if you were in my shoes? I know your family sister dynamic is so different than what I'm going through, but they're always asking us to do sleepovers and more frequent play dates, and I don't know what to say anymore without hurting their feelings. I will add too, I do not care for my sister-in-laws much as is. They're just very different from me, much older. My husband and I had kids young and we just don't get along, just friends because we have to kind of thing.
I mean, I would say it's kind of hard when there's family because there is part of you that just kind of has to suck up a little bit of that. But I would also I would very much limit that.
Oh, she said more. Okay. Sorry, I scrolled up and she had more information. She said, all of the nieces and nephews are very naughty. All the kids range from 1 to 5. They're constantly hitting, kicking, throwing things around the house and at people, talking back to an adult. The list could go on and on. And I'm not saying they are bad kids, but both my sister-in-laws are very laid back, I guess you could say in the nicest way. And they do not discipline their kids or care when they are being rude or unsafe with others.
Yeah, I mean, something that is kind of uncomfortable, but that I've done and will do is like, even if another kid is doing that, did she say how old her kids were?
3. She has a 3-year-old daughter.
Okay. I mean, number one, have a conversation with your daughter and say like, hey, you know, even if they do this, we don't do that. It doesn't matter what they do. I mean, it's hard if someone's hitting your kid, but like, I will say in front of that parent, in front of the kid,
We don't hit.
We don't do that. Like if you, and I'm not disciplining their kid, I'm telling my kid like, but in front of them, like,
yeah,
we don't do that. Or like, we're not going to have that. It's like, I mean, even same with like kids, like if Navy sees that somebody else has a snack that she doesn't have, she's always like, well, I want that. I'm like, that's theirs. Like, we don't have that. That's not ours. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's like, you can say those things, but like, if you say that in front of the parents too, maybe you have, but like, if you haven't, to be like, we don't hit, like we don't do that. Or like,
yeah,
even nicely to the kid, you can say like, hey, like we don't want to be hit. Like, can you please keep your hands to yourself?
My other thing too is like your daughter's still very young. 3 is very young. Like if it was Payson right now, like I would tell her like the second she starts hitting, kicking, screaming, yelling, talking back to me, I would take that away. I'd be like, you're doing this because XYZ is doing it.
Yep.
We don't do that in our family. If you want to hang out with them again,
I don't want to see that behavior.
We don't get to see that behavior.
Yep.
Like my mom used to always say this, but like you are who you hang out with.
Yep.
And that starts at a very, very, very young age.
Especially with little kids. And like, of course they're going to copy.
So formidable at that age. Like, yep. I mean, yeah, Payson comes home from school saying stuff that I have never said or don't want her to know.
Yep.
You know, I know that you can't control it to a certain extent, but for it to be like your sister-in-law's kids, like I just personally wouldn't want my kids hanging out with people that just hit them, bite them, kick them, scream at their parents constantly.
Yeah.
Like even when Payson's around kids that scream, she starts screaming.
Well, and if you guys do hang out a lot, like I would just slowly kind of like limit that. Like
I would, slowly, I genuinely would.
I would. I would just say like, oh, sorry, we're really busy.
Especially
like,
if you don't really care for your sister-in-law.
Life's been crazy. Sorry. Like, who cares?
I don't want my kid acting like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm protecting my child from that behavior. Well, and she said that her sister-in-laws are very laid back. So that means they don't really.
They're just like not.
So yeah. I bet she couldn't probably say in front of them, like, we don't hit.
Yeah, maybe they wouldn't care.
They probably wouldn't care.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
I know that's a hard one. I personally, I would slowly start backing away.
That's what I would
I don't, I'm not okay with that behavior. I'm not gonna, also like if I'm taking my kid to like a play date and stuff, like I don't want to have to constantly be like watching them. Like they should be playing.
They should be playing.
But then if I'm worried about like their safety, like I wouldn't be cool with that.
No, I mean, and people have said it to us a lot. Like, hey, like how do you get Navy and Payson like not like fight so much and like, don't they just like hate each other? Like we have sometimes a lot of friends that have cousins that like hate each other. And we're like, you know what? They're going to learn to play together. They have to learn how to play.
Yep.
And they still fight. And we say, figure it out.
Unless
you're bleeding, figure it out.
Yeah.
We don't want to know. Like you've got to work through it. You have different ways of playing and thinking and you're different people. Figure it out.
But they've both never been hitters.
They never have, which that's really hard.
Yeah.
Like
Rossi was at like a very young age, just towards Pierce.
Yeah.
And, but it was also like, I thought it was kind of funny.
She was like too young to really
She was too
like,
young to like know what she was doing.
Yeah.
It was like before Pierce could even walk.
No, she would like shove him down. Yeah. Or just like pull his hair or something. Yeah. Like Rossi's always just had like a streak of aggression. We're working on it.
We're working on it. But I never like my kids never, ever.
If Rossi ever like hit another kid besides like Navy, her and Navy fight a lot. But if she ever hit another kid besides Navy.
Yep.
Like, I mean, she still gets in trouble when she hits Navy, but she would be in major trouble. Like I would not be okay with that.
No, our kids have never been like super aggressive.
Yes.
But like they do pick up on each other's bad behaviors.
Yep.
Like after hanging out with Navy, I'll like notice Payson doing something. And I'm like,
Yeah.
You've never done that before.
Yes.
Like, do not do that.
Yes.
Like, no.
Completely.
And I think that's just with everything, every single child. I mean, no child is perfect.
Like, yes, exactly.
I mean, yeah, Payson screams and yells and has major attitude. Like, I could see other moms being like, well, I don't want my kid to have major attitude. You know, like everybody has their flaws. But when it comes to like physical violence, like I just would back off.
Yeah.
If your kid is taking on those attributes, I would just limit my time with them. Personally.
I agree. Okay. My brother and sister-in-law are going on a week-long trip in 3 months. Neither of their parents can watch their kids. They have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, just like my husband and I do. As you guys would understand, those ages are very busy. My husband volunteered me to babysit their kids, and I don't feel comfortable with that. I love their family, but I'm not that close to their kids, and when our kids are together, most of the time it's just our 3-year-olds fighting. My husband would be there to help me when he gets home from work, but other than that, it would just be me the rest of the time for a whole week. I want to help, but it's too much for me. My husband is really upset that I don't want to do it and is waiting for me to change my mind. What do I do? I know it's important to him that we help them out, but I'm already exhausted thinking about it. Where will I put them all? Should I just suck it up for a week and do it or hold to what I'm comfortable?
I don't think you should suck that up. I really don't.
I would borderline murder Justin if he volunteered me without asking me first.
No, 100%. And a week. Like, I understand, like, okay.
Oh, for sure.
You need a couple different sitters. Like, I'll take him for 2 days.
Exactly.
I can do anything for 2 days.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yes.
But a full week, like, I don't even want a full week with my 2 kids by myself.
A full week is like, way too long.
That's crazy.
Also, like, if you're going on a week-long trip, babysitting is one of the costs of that trip. I'm sorry, but it is. Like,
I agree.
Babysitting is one of the costs. Don't go on a trip if you can't afford to pay for someone to take care of your kids. They're part of you.
Or have something lined up.
If you don't have family that wants to watch them, like, I mean, I even have family and I still wouldn't ask somebody to watch my kids for a week unless I was paying them. I would ask you for 2 days.
Yeah.
Hey, would you take my kids for 2 nights?
Well, and also like another thing is have they offered to watch your kids? Like we did Puerto Vallarta.
Yes.
Last March or whatever. And you guys went 3 days and then a weekend later we went for 3 days.
Yep.
And like, obviously those 3 days with Pierce and Rossi were one. Navy and Payson were 3 and 4.
Like, yes.
That was hard. But for me, I was like, I get a 3-day vacation out of this. So this is worth it.
So it's worth it.
So it's worth it. And I was like, yes, it was hard for 3 days, but then I got 3 days without my kids.
100%.
And it was so worth it. Are you swapping? Are they watching? Because that's what I would say. Like, hey, if you want me to watch your kids for a week, we're going on a trip in June. You have to watch my kids for a week.
Yes.
Like, to me, that's worth it.
Like, that's,
or just watch them for 2 days just out of the kindness of your heart.
Yeah, that's
but
a
full week is insanity.
I don't think you should just like suck it up.
I think you should
also make your husband tell them, not you, since he volunteered that.
Absolutely.
I think you should tell your husband, And I'm not, I don't want to like bash on your husband. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to say like, I would be mad at Justin if he did that without asking me. And so I would say, hey, you're going to have the conversation with them. I will watch their kids for 2 nights. She needs to line up the rest of the time or 3 nights. If you feel comfortable,
you're feeling nice.
If you're feeling nice and you want to do like, I'd say I'll watch them for half the time for 3 nights.
Honestly,
I'm not watching them for 7 days. I have 2 kids of my own. I also would never expect somebody to do that for me.
And like, 2 3-year-olds and 2 1-year-olds. That's not easy. I guarantee and those
it's
one.
Not, it's not one extra kid. Like you're doubling your kids.
You're doubling your kids. And at such a young age, it's not like I have my 2 kids and I add Navy, who's like fully self-sufficient.
Well, yeah. And it's like, and you can help out. Like suck it up, help out. It's going to be hard. It's a couple days. That's okay. Like if you're feeling okay to do that,
but a week.
No, you need to say something.
No, I mean,
say something.
If they have no other options and you feel horrible, then I would book a trip for yourself for a week and be like,
but maybe she doesn't want someone else to have her kids.
No, I mean, I get that. Yeah. I totally get that. And also
it's different
like,
when you're like sister.
I was going to say, it's like me and you, like that made sense,
yes,
but
yes,
that is, I mean, I don't think you're crazy. I know that would be a very hard.
Or just say, okay, if you want my week, then it's going to be another $250 per night after the 3 days.
Literally like
make some money
and go shopping. Like that's. A week?
That's a long time.
A week is a really long time. I felt bad asking my in-laws to watch my kids for 1 night in OKC.
Like, that's a long time.
Like, literally 1 night.
Yeah.
Your husband's not home with them all day. He has no idea what it takes.
Yeah, and of course he'd help at night, but like,
yeah,
it's
but
the all day. It's the hard all
day.
Part.
It's the all day.
I'll take the like 3 to 6 where it's bedtime. Sure.
Oh man, that's the worst part of the day.
It is the worst part, but like, if you didn't have them all day, then that's not,
it's not horrible.
It shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, no, honestly, I don't think you're being dramatic in the slightest. That would be my nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, thank you. Okay, moving on. My mom complains about not seeing the kids more. She won't drive the 2 hours to see us. She complains that we never come to her house. And when we go up there to see my husband's family, but his family plans and actually invites us to things. When my mom never plans anything, but expects us to drop everything to come over. I told her to plan something and let us know. And she complains about that too. I invite her down to our house for Easter dinner. And she says she's too tired and doesn't want to drive 2 hours. I went to my aunt and uncle's house instead because it was only 20 minutes away.
Okay. I mean, I feel like this is something that me and Kenzie talk about actually like kind of a lot, is that you get to a point of like having kids and stuff. Like, you're not the one that needs to go to your parents' house. They need to come to your house. If they want to see you, if they want to be a part of your grandkids' lives, they got to come to you.
Yeah.
They don't have kids. They're not like, if your mom complains about driving, like, okay, then don't be a part of my kid's life. Like, fine.
I know. I mean, I would say the same. Like, growing up though, like, my cousins and my mom's sisters were all very close, and they would all get together every holiday, and we lived 2 hours away.
Yep.
We lived 2 hours away, but my parents were like, well, it's important that all the cousins are together. So we would drive the 2 hours if we wanted to be there, you know, like, and that was important to us to be there and celebrate. And like, of course no one's going to come to us. Everybody else is somewhere else.
Right.
Like
right.
I just feel like as a grandpa, you go to them though.
I agree.
Like, unless it's like a big family gathering that you have to, like my family was the opposite of this, yes, obviously, yes. But I mean, it's not your job anymore. Nope. When you have your own kids, and like we've said this before, like our mom wants to like always go on a trip over Christmas. But me and Jamie are like, we want to do Christmas morning
at our house.
My house. Yep. I want to make pancakes. I want to wake up late. I want to open presents. Like, I don't want it to be with a bunch of other people.
No. And yeah, we want our Christmas. Like, I want to establish traditions with my kids, and I want them to remember those young years of waking up at our house and running downstairs and seeing the presents and the stockings. And like, I want, and the house smells like cinnamon rolls. Like, I want that for my kids. And like, yeah,
you shouldn't have
fun,
to drive
like,
2 hours to see your mom.
No, you shouldn't. And like, occasionally, sure, you go up
there. I was going to say occasionally, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
But like, she should also be understanding that like, you have kids and driving 2 hours to go see her with kids.
It just, it sucks when you feel bad for your parents. I mean, I've had last Christmas, like mom and dad were like all alone on Christmas night. And it's like, part of me feels so bad that we all are like they're empty nesters now, you know, like part of me, like, you just feel bad for your parents, like when you leave, especially when they like love your kids, but it's not your job. It's not your job. Like, it's not my job to go stay late at my parents' house. My kids are exhausted. They've had sugar all day. And like,
and they had those years of the magic of like, you put your kids down and you just like enjoy that Christmas night with your husband, or like, I mean, they had that.
But parents just can make you feel so guilty.
They can.
Like, well, why aren't you driving to see us?
Yeah, it's like.
And like, we're all alone. So like, why don't you come to us for Easter, or else we are not going to do anything. And it's like, well, you feel bad and you feel guilty, but.
Like you want them to like have a good Easter too.
But it's not your job
anymore. Not your job.
Your job is your children and your family.
And
I mean, we've done this with mom too. Like, she'll kind of get annoyed about like how many in-law things I have. And we'll tell her, plan something.
If you want to plan stuff.
I will be there.
More than happy.
My mother-in-law plans something for us like every single weekend over Christmas break because she wants to see the kids.
Yep.
And there's so many grandkids now. Like, that's her only break from like, cause she's a teacher.
Yep.
So like, we do a million things over winter break. And mom's always like, well, why do you always have like this, this, and this? And I'm like, because you don't have anything planned.
If you had something planned, I would say,
and she would say things like, well, I want to make cookies with the girls. Give me a date and a time.
And they'll be there.
And they will be there.
Yep.
And then she wouldn't. You know what I mean? Like, it's, if you want to see my kids, you have to kind of plan it. Like,
yep.
Especially if you live 2 hours away, that's even harder.
Like,
so the fact that like you said, plan something and we'll be there. And then she complains about it. I feel like you're giving her all the benefit of the doubt. And I don't think you're in the wrong.
I agree.
I think we just feel guilty for that kind of stuff with our
that
parents.
That time of life of theirs. But like, it's not our job.
Again, go up every once in a while.
Yes, exactly.
She plans something, go and be there.
And
that's
be there.
Fine.
Yes.
But like, it's also, it's not your job. You have your own kids now. You have your own family.
Yep.
Time to move on.
There we go.
There we go. That is all.
Okay. My boyfriend has been studying for almost 5 years and may have to do another 2. We have an almost 14-month-old daughter. How did you guys cope with schooling for so long? I want to be supportive, but I'm feeling super burnt out recently. And like, I'm in a bit of a mom rut. I'm struggling to look after myself. I don't get out a lot. I'm so grateful for everything he does for our family. But between his school and him working, I'm solo parenting a lot. It's really hard. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean,
you're just honestly like, you're just in the trenches right now.
It would really suck to hear that you have 2 more years when you thought you were done.
Yeah, that's, I mean, honestly, my biggest advice is just like, put your head down. It's going to be over soon. There is light at the end of the tunnel.
There definitely is.
There's light at the end of the tunnel.
That's exactly what DJ and Justin both did, was 4 years and then plus 3. So she's 5 plus 2. So same amount of time. I mean, it's long.
When I look back in like 7 years, how did we do it? How did we possibly do it? And we had a baby year one of that.
Yeah.
Like going into year 2.
Year 1 of 7.
Yeah.
Literally.
Exactly. So like, I get it. It's really hard. But honestly, put your head down. You can get through it. There is light. Find some mom friends. Find some friends that can like get your mind off of it, that makes your days go by faster. Like, try to find some activities to do. Because it's hard when you feel like, number one, you're alone. Number two, you're parenting all by yourself, because that's even harder. Like, find some things to like.
Yeah. And I was thinking too, like, I think you did this with Justin as well. But like, I would tell DJ, do not come home until all of your schoolwork's done. You are not doing, unless you have like a test coming up, obviously.
Completely.
But like, when it's you're hard. Home, I want you home. That was what was really hard about our husbands being in grad school during COVID, because when they were home, they were doing school.
Yep.
So there was like no separation of church and state. It was all in our house.
Literally.
But once he got to go back, I would tell him like, school's at school, home is home.
Like, when you're home, I just want you to be present.
I don't
like,
even care if you come home at 9, 10 PM, but when you get
then
home,
I want you at that time.
But then you're home with me. Yep. And that's the rule. School stays at school, home stays at home, unless obviously you have a big test that you have to study for. You have like a crazy amount of work.
It was hard with law school because Justin had so much reading.
Yeah.
Like, it was like,
DJ was studying all the time for the boards.
Yes.
Like, more than anything.
Yes.
Like, Justin, he was just studying.
Justin never had tests. He just had reading.
Yeah.
Like, he always had reading.
We like, I remember like, we'd have to sit down and like talk through our week and like,
yep.
We like would have to give each other our jobs that we needed help with. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I just, the communication during that time, you have to be so communicative because he can't read your mind. He's stressed as well. He doesn't even know what's going on at home. And I guarantee he'd rather be at home with your 14-month-old baby. Like,
then
DJ would way rather be at home with the kids.
100%.
And I feel like there was so many times that I was like getting frustrated and like, well, you're always doing school. And he'd be like, well, do you think I want to? And it's like, I know.
I know you don't.
I know.
But I'm so frustrated.
But I'm so frustrated. Yeah. And so just being like and really also, open.
I agree. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say also, if he can, try to have your weekends together. Because then it feels more just like a job rather than like, I know if there's a test or if there's something like, I get it. Dustin was always stressed.
DJ was, he always there was never like, a single day of the week there that was he wasn't stressed.
Always something that had to be done. But yeah. Like, I would try to make it a priority. Like, hey, unless you really have to read, please, can we have the weekend? Like with the kids, with me.
Yeah.
Let's have the weekend. And I mean, I still do that. Like there's light at the end of the tunnel, but I mean, realistically, he's going to get a job after that. He's going to be working a lot. Like, try to think of it like that. Also with school, like at least you get breaks off. Like
that's so
try
true.
Try to like look for the positives in that because that helped me. Like I even still think I'm like, dang, I wish you had like
fall break
2 weeks of Christmas. Justin gets a day and a half off. He gets like Christmas Eve and Christmas. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't get a lot of time off. So like remember those things are also positives about being in school.
One thing too, me and Jamie actually were talking about this the other day. Like And maybe it's not possible. So like, if it's not possible for you, that's totally fine. But I feel like one of the things that really helped me and Jamie during school was working. We both worked at our dad's physical therapy clinic. It was literally like 2 days a week.
Yep.
But it got us out of the house.
Yes.
It got us doing something. It gave us like a little bit of extra cash to spend. Like grad school is so expensive and it feels like you're just drowning at all times. Yep. And then Jamie got a work from home job, which you worked your butt off for.
Yeah.
You woke up at 5 a.m. every morning to do that job. Like, you know, and then now we have like our jobs in social media. Like obviously that's a privilege and I'm grateful that so I have grateful. That. But that was really helpful too. Like just to like do a little something outside of just staying at home, being a mom, waiting for DJ to be done with school.
I totally agree. If you can and that's possible and you have
the desire,
family or someone to help you with the kid. Like, but even like, I mean, even go on Instagram, there's tons of like at home job, like side hustle jobs you can do that would just like give you a hobby or give you just like a little extra cash or like Chick-fil-A money. Like, yes. I mean, no, you exactly. know what I mean?
That you could just like,
even when Justin was in law school in Canada, I did like the teaching English and I would wake up at 4 a.m. and do it. But like, it was worth it. I had like just a couple extra $100 and like I put Navy in a little gymnastics class or like just extra.
Yeah.
It's just nice.
A little extra. No, yeah. I totally agree. I feel the same way. Okay. 8 weeks pregnant and people are speculating. I'm pregnant who have been, there was like no punctuation in this. It's just like the Q&A box. So I'm like,
so it's little.
There's no punctuation.
Yes.
8 weeks pregnant and people are speculating I'm pregnant who have big mouths and ruined. Okay. Wow. She's 8 weeks pregnant. People are speculating. People have big mouths and they ruined her announcement with her first. Should she announce early so it doesn't get ruined again?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is me and Jamie's, honestly, if I had to say one of my biggest pet peeves, it is when you tell someone you're pregnant and they said, oh, I knew it. No, you didn't, bitch.
No, you didn't.
Like,
excuse me. Can I have this moment?
Can I redo? I want you to gasp, cry, and
even
tell
if I know you're trying, I'm going to give you a reaction.
I'm going to cry.
I'm going to be like, I'm so happy. Like,
I had no idea.
You don't say, I knew it.
No.
Sorry, bye.
Or, oh, this is worse. This is worse than I knew it, is when you like go to tell somebody something and then they go, are you pregnant?
Kenzie?
Thank you. Thank you for ruining my life.
Kenzie.
Thank you for ruining my life. If I tell you I'm pregnant, if I'm like, Jamie, I have something to tell you and you're like, are you pregnant? I'd be like, nope.
I would literally say no.
I'd be like, no,
Justin got fired. Is that better?
No, we lost our house.
Here's some news. No. Yeah, literally like...
there is nothing worse than somebody stealing that moment from
ruining
you.
Ruining that moment. Like, absolutely ruining it.
Honestly, straight to jail.
Straight to prison.
I would rather sit next to you eating ice chips and a bag of chips than you ruin the way I announced to you that I was pregnant.
100%. No.
That's my biggest pet peeve. Yeah. That is my new biggest pet peeve. And if you do that as my friend, red flag, immediately blocked.
Immediately, straight to prison, you're blocked.
You're blocked.
We're not friends.
You're blocked.
Why would someone do that?
Why would they ruin your thunder? Okay. First of all,
If people are speculating they're pregnant, just say you're not pregnant.
Just say no.
Just say no. Just be like, no, I'm not pregnant. Like,
just literally say no. Wait till you're 20 weeks and say, screw off.
Yeah, I was pregnant. Joke's on you.
Joke's on you. Don't ask somebody that.
You do not ask some, you do not ruin even, people's pregnancy announcements.
No, even if you have a little bump or they are speculating, they better shut their damn mouth and be excited. And just say, oh my gosh, I'm so happy
for you. When are you due? Tell me everything. How are you feeling?
Yeah, all the deets. No.
That makes my skin crawl because I have never hated something more.
I hate that so much. It reminds me literally this last week I was at church and I was telling one of my friends about how I made this like homemade carrot cake for Easter. I was so excited about it. I had like left the layer. I like made the cake at night because I was going to frost it the next day. I left the layers out. And I was telling them, I was like, oh my gosh, I made this carrot cake. I had three layers out. I left one of the layers out. And before I could keep going, Navy goes, then Coco came and ate it. Ruined my whole story. Like I was trying to build up this like whole setting.
Navy's like, mom, get to the point.
Navy literally was like, then Coco ate it. And I was like, thanks, Navy.
And you know what? That is all.
And you know what? That's the whole story. I have nothing else to say now. Thanks a lot.
That is all.
So don't ever interrupt when someone's going to tell you something. Just say, oh my gosh, what? Wait for them to tell you.
Also, like, don't tell people with big mouths that you're pregnant if you don't want it getting around.
Exactly.
Even if they're your closest friends.
Yep, don't do it.
You can't do it.
Nope.
I, unfortunately, am probably the friend with the big mouth.
Unfortunately, you are, but I still tell you.
I did good this last time.
You did really good.
I did great.
I was scared that you already told people.
I had not. I was really trying to hold it together.
I was.
But I just wouldn't ruin that. Yes. I have the biggest mouth in the world. And that's not something I would ruin for somebody.
Yes, completely.
So I just wouldn't tell those people.
Yep.
Like
100%.
That's so annoying. If you don't want to announce early, don't announce early. Don't do it because people have big mouths.
No, screw that.
Just do you.
Yep. And if somebody ruins it and says, oh my gosh, blah, 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 said that you're probably pregnant. Just say, no, I'm not.
I'm not.
Screw them.
I'm not. Then make them feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, we've been trying for 2.5 years and we're still not pregnant. How do you feel now?
Exactly. Like, don't ever ruin that for somebody.
Don't ruin it for somebody.
It's a big life moment. Mm-mm. Don't do it.
And if you're one of those people.
If you're one of those people, honestly, screw off.
Wait for the Instagram post to have your moment. Like, this is if you know someone was pregnant and then they post on Instagram, comment and it'd be like, I'm so excited. I've loved this baby for so long now. Like, so that people know that you know. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
completely.
That's fine. Do that. Make that about you, whatever. But like, don't make their telling you about
no.
I can't.
No, I can't.
I hate that. Okay. Nothing I hate more.
This is kind of a good one. And okay. I've gotten it a couple times. Tips on struggling with religious beliefs.
That is a good one.
I mean, I think that one of the biggest things is like, don't stress if you're questioning, if you're wondering, if you're struggling. Like, it's okay to have questions.
For sure.
As many people tell you it's not okay, it is okay. Like, let yourself have the questions. Let yourself have the doubts and the struggles and like work it out with yourself. Like don't feel stressed that you have that. Like it's not wrong to have those thoughts and feelings and questions. Like it's okay to have them. And I feel like that's one of the biggest things that people don't say. Like it's okay to feel like that.
Totally.
Just like when you're having big emotions, it's okay to feel
You should.
Feel them, work through them, figure out what you believe.
I feel like it's wrong.
Yes.
Like, people make it seem like it's wrong to be like, struggling with your faith. But
yes.
I don't think that there's a right or wrong. Also, like, I am trying to, like, I got baptized when I was eight to 27. Like,
I'm sorry.
During what? That time, yeah. There might be days where I am like gung ho on Jesus and I am just living every single thing. I'm believing everything. And then I might be going through like the worst month of my life and God doesn't exist to me.
Completely.
There's ebbs and flows of life, and it does not mean you have to always think one way or the other.
Yes.
Because you shouldn't. You go through different trials. You go through different things that happen and feelings and emotions, and it's okay to not feel like that 24 hours of every single day of your life. Like, your life is going to have hardships where you don't believe in God or you don't feel as close to him or your life is going great and you almost don't feel like you need that in your life. Do you get what I'm saying? Like
100%.
There's just different like emotions and feelings. Like you shouldn't pressure yourself to always feel 100% drawn to something.
Yeah. And that's okay. And I think that one of the biggest things, which is controversial to some people and that's okay, but like if it doesn't sit right with you, you don't have to believe in it.
100%.
If you don't feel right about it, don't follow it because you feel like you have to choose everything and you have to be all in or all out. That's not how faith works in my mind. My advice is,
yeah,
if it doesn't work for you and it you don't believe in it, don't follow it. It's like,
yeah,
I know it's more simple said than done, but like, it's okay.
But it also like, why isn't it simple?
Why can't it be? Like, why can't you say, you know what? That does not resonate with me. I don't believe that.
Well, and that's like, I get questions all the time of like, well, you know, the church does this. And like I've talked about being opposed to that before, you know, like,
yes.
How are you still in a church that like does this or that or whatever? And it's because when I go to church, I feel great. I believe in a lot of the concepts of completely. The church. I couldn't imagine going to another church. I mean, maybe it's just because I was born and raised in it. But like, when I think about the church that I want to go to, it's this church. But there's a lot that I don't follow or believe in or want to participate in, but it doesn't mean I think everything about it is wrong. And I just feel like people think that it needs to be like all in or all out. And you know what? If you think that, good That's for okay. you for being all in, but everyone's faith is so different. You can't just put everybody into a box and be like, everyone should do all of these things. And I'm going to judge them if they're not. And if they say that they're still, I mean, you get judged if you say that you're Mormon, but you're actually not following every single Mormon principle. I can still be Mormon and go attend the church meetings and raise my kids in this and believe in like the core foundation of it without having to piggyback on every single little thing that they say. And you know what? Not everybody feels that way. And not that's totally fine.
And that's fine.
Fine.
If you don't feel that way, that's okay. Like, I mean, even our very own sister is like, no, it is black and white. There is no gray. That's fine. That works for her.
And that's great if
and
that works
totally
for her.
And that's totally fine if that works for you. There's nothing wrong with that either. But there's also nothing wrong with saying, no, I don't believe that. That doesn't work for me. That doesn't resonate with me. That doesn't bring me closer to God. That I don't feel that. And that's okay.
And if I'm really struggling with it, like, and I feel like, and I feel like that's been how I felt for a really long time, like growing up, like, well, I don't resonate with that. So like, maybe this isn't the church for me. But then it's like, but I don't.
But what other church do you, yeah.
But I believe in the foundations of the Mormon church. And like, I resonate with a lot of the things that are like foundational
yes.
principles. And I love that. I love the view on families. I loved the way that I was raised. I want to raise my kids like that. And there's so much that I love, but it's okay to not take and run with everything.
Every little thing.
Maybe you're not supposed to do that. And maybe I'll get judged for that later on, but that's a price I'm willing to pay because
Same.
I just am like happy.
I'm happy and my relationship with God is better when I'm choosing for myself what I believe in.
And it's weird because I feel like in every other religion except for the Mormon religion, like you really can do that.
Yeah.
But in the Mormon religion, because there's
it's
so many
the
like
social pressure and the judgment and like
yes.
the like, I don't know, all eyes on you if you don't. It's scary.
It is.
But like, it's okay.
Just, it's okay.
Like, and it doesn't matter what people say. And I know sometimes it's hard to like get over that, but it doesn't matter. People are going to judge you no matter what. Even if you're living your very best life, you're wearing your garments, you're doing all the great things, people are still going to judge you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. They are. It doesn't matter. You're going to say a cuss word and they're going to be like,
oh no.
My gosh, I'm not letting my kids around her.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it doesn't matter. They're going to judge you no matter what. So do what makes you happy and do what feels good to you and what you believe in and what makes your relationship with God better.
Yeah. And I've really kind of felt that in the past couple of months, like, if we don't want to go to church, we don't go to church.
Like,
and it makes me want to go to church more.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Oh my gosh, Monty is smiling so big at you. Oh my gosh. See, you look at her. She's so social. Like,
yeah,
she's so like unhappy sitting there by herself. But the second you look at her, she's stoked. It makes me want to go to church more because I'm going because I
want to go.
What to go?
Not because you have to attend all your meetings.
And like, I remember a feeling in my life of like, if I missed 1 week of church, like I was going to hell and I was not a good member of the church. And I
completely
just felt those social pressures. But now like I'll wake up one morning and I'll be like, nope, I don't want to go. I don't feel like going. I go every other week. I'm not going. Like, and I don't feel guilty about it. Like, I feel like it's just getting to that place of like, figuring out, first of all, if you want to like stay in it, because I feel like you also need to like make that decision of like, do I want to stay in it or do I want to leave it? Do I want to like pick and choose? Do I really not believe in this kind of stuff? Like, I got a couple questions that ask about like getting closer to God and stuff. And I mean, I really think that going to church helps that. Like, and like just sitting there and like being quiet and listening and like,
yep.
I don't know. I just, or like listening to like church music always like,
same.
It always like puts me in tears and then I get like the chills and then I just think like, okay, like this just feels right.
This is feels right. Like exactly.
Warm and fuzzy and right.
And if it doesn't feel that, then don't do it.
Then don't do it.
Or pray and
figure it out. Go to other churches.
Yeah.
Like go explore and see what resonates with you.
When you get that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Agree.
Okay. That was a long one. Okay. Okay.
We'll do one more each.
Oh, well that's, I know. Do you have a good one?
Pick a good one. I do.
Okay. Why don't you go and then I will come back.
Okay. 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 This is kind of.
All my like best ones, I feel like we like already talked about.
I know. I do have a lot, but okay. I have a lot, but I guess we can like kind of answer some of these in the other one too. How to feel, we kind of talked about this, so we don't like have to go really into depth about this, okay. But I just liked it because I thought it was kind of like unique. It says, how to feel worthy of a good life coming from addict parents. And I'm like, we literally just talked about this, how people make comments and sometimes you don't feel worthy of like having that, or like you feel guilty for some reason that you like have a good life. But like, I just think be proud of yourself.
I feel like you should want even more, like, and you deserve to have such a great life going through that.
Yeah. Like we talked about this probably like, I want to say like 2 or 3 episodes ago. So if you didn't listen to that episode, I don't remember exactly which one it was. I kind of feel like it was Slay or Stray at the beginning. We kind of talked about this on just how like to be proud, but literally my advice is just be proud of yourself. You can have a good life. Just because you didn't have a good life doesn't mean you're like doomed and damned to like a bad life forever. So just like be proud.
I mean, I don't have the background.
Yeah.
But, of that, but I agree. I just think that it should make you even more proud of yourself, yeah, that you came out of that, you know,
yes, and completely,
that you do deserve such a great life.
Yeah. And you're not damned to like, to not have anything because you came from that.
You deserve it more.
You deserve it. So there you go.
Okay. I am going to like paraphrase because I got so many of like the same idea.
Yes, 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 yes.
Like somebody asked, like they are thinking about baby number 5. How do they decide? Like I want a next baby, but I don't know when I'm ready. How do you get there? How do you decide?
So yep. I got so many of those too.
Jamie, how did you decide to have a third?
Honestly, for me, it got to a point of, like I'm like careful talking about this because Kenzie felt the same way before she had a miscarriage, but like, so I'm not, I don't want to like, I don't know. I'm being sensitive with this topic.
I get that.
I got to a point with Rossi where I was like, I'm going to be too far out of the baby stage and I'm not going to want to go back. If I don't do it,
yeah,
I'm not going to go back.
Totally.
Like, I knew myself. I needed to like jump in head first or I was out.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the moment of like, do we want another one or do we not? If we get pregnant and we have one, like this is the time. Otherwise, like we're just, let's call it and let's be done. And like mm-hmm. life will be okay.
Yes.
And we'll be good. Like we want to foster and adopt anyway. So like, we'll get another kid somehow.
Totally.
You know what I mean? So yeah, that was for me how I decided to do it.
So a lot of people have like told me, because obviously like currently struggling with the thought of having a third, you
yes,
know, like
yes,
it's super scary.
Completely.
And like, I'll talk to friends, you know, and they'll say like, well, when you're sitting at the dinner table at Thanksgiving in 10 years, how, like, do you picture just those two? Or do you picture there being bigger family there? Like, what do you picture being there? You know? And
that's crazy.
Isn't, yeah. But that's like the piece of advice I've gotten is like, what do you picture in 10 years? Do you picture having a bigger family or are you good? Like, can you picture your
that's
life
really good advice
with just the
better
two?
Advice than I would give.
Same.
That's really smart.
But it is. I mean,
yeah,
that you think about like, am I good? Like, does it feel complete?
Yep.
But I also like, I mean, yeah, you get so far out of it. Like, yeah, Pierce is going to be 3.
It's hard. It's hard to jump back into it, but
it's
also,
so hard.
I mean, yeah, make that decision. Picture your life. I think another thing too, which one of our friends said that like always kind of stuck with me is like, when you're in that delivery room and you just gave birth to your baby, like
you'll know.
Do you feel that, like, not to get religious, but like, do you feel that there's more like babies?
Yeah.
Like, do you feel that there's more babies in heaven waiting for you? Like, or do you feel like, like I'm complete. God just sent me my last little baby and like, yes, we're good to go.
Do you feel like you got that feeling with Monty?
100%.
Yeah.
That room felt like I was like waiting for her.
Yes.
And then like she came and it was everything.
And your family's complete.
Yeah. And like, of course there's days I'm like as she's growing, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm so sad. Like she just turned 3 months and I'm like heartbroken.
No. Nope.
Like I'm like,
literally. Like, she's your last baby. I'm
never going to have this again. Like, this makes me so sad. How am I not going to like have a tiny, tiny newborn? Like she's still a newborn, but like she's growing.
She's getting bigger.
It makes me sad. And some days I'm like, crap, like, do I really not want another one? But then I'm like, no, like I made the decision. I think there's always just going to be a part of you as someone who as loves a being a mom, yeah, and a woman that you are always like, oh, I want a million newborns because they're the best thing in the whole, yes, world. But like at the same time, you just got to make that decision and like, and stick with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely easier said than done.
100% it is.
Like, cause I mean, also like I'll think one day like, okay, yeah, I picture like a bigger family, but then like the next day I have like a really rough day with my kids and I'm like,
I'm done.
Good.
I'm done.
Two's
I'm
good.
Done.
Yes. Yeah. So I feel like that can change every day. But again, like what Jamie said, like jumping in head first and being like, let's just commit to it.
Yeah. Or saying, you know what? Like, I don't want to jump in.
I don't want to jump in.
I'm done. Also, I will add like that. That's what worked for me. There's also nothing wrong with having like a big gap. And then, yeah, one day being like, you know what? We feel ready. We're calm. Life's, mm-hmm, good.
I mean,
we've increased, yeah, in our careers. Like, mm-hmm, I mean, there's also nothing wrong with that either of saying, totally, like, hey, I mean, people have bonus kids all the time. Their kid's 10 and they're like, oh, crap, I kind of want another kid.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing wrong with that either of like taking extra time and being like, a 5, 7, 10 year gap, your kids are still going to be best friends. It doesn't matter.
What sucks that I've kind of been like thinking lately, just because like I would have, you're a newborn.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
I would, if I didn't, yep, have that miscarriage, I would have had a newborn. And like, yep, there's like, I feel like I haven't like, I haven't been super emotional about my miscarriage.
Yes. Yes.
Like when it happened, I was obviously really sad. And then afterwards I was kind of like, okay, God's plan. Like, let's move on. We're okay. Like
having a miscarriage is kind of weird.
It is.
You're just like, wait, did this like actually happen to me? Like, at least that's how I felt. I was like,
yes,
what's going on?
Yeah, exactly. And I mourned it for a minute, but then I kind of was like, maybe that was the plan. And you know, like,
yes,
my,
yes,
kids are really close in, yes, age. So like maybe a bigger gap would be fine. And then like, now I'm like a year later and I'm like it would have been way easier, completely, to just like have had that baby. And then like, I don't have to think,
you don't, or have to make that decision,
another, no, decision to have a third. Like I already made the decision, you, and now I have, decision, to remake it.
Yep.
Which is why I've waited.
Well,
so long.
Well, that's why
long.
I'm like, I'm sensitive with like, you know what I mean? Like,
totally.
You don't want to be like, yeah, like just do it. Like, cause you don't know like everyone's situation.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, you think just like, do it, but then it doesn't,
but
happen
you try to
as
do it
quickly as you would like,
yes,
it to. Like,
exactly.
I'm looking at over like a 4 year gap at this point. I mean, yeah, Pierce is going to be 3 and I'm not pregnant.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That is way, I wanted a 2 year gap.
Yep.
Like it, as much as like you want to like be able to plan it, like planning
sometimes
sucks.
Yeah. And yeah, sometimes there's a different plan.
Which like, sucks.
And it's,
and like, yeah, I wasn't really like, I didn't really mourn, I feel like, or grieve a ton. Like I gave myself like 2 weeks and then I kind of was like, let's move on. You know, I was really early. Yeah. Like it's okay. But now that we've hit like the year point, I'm just like,
it's and like I, weird I'm, once you're like, wait.
And like struggling with like gonna maybe have another one. Like,
yep,
like I wish I could have just had that one. And then I wouldn't have to think about it anymore. Like it, yeah, would just be done for because I already made the decision. We already had a baby and now we just have to live with it.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I just feel like the further time goes on, like the more, like the decision's harder.
It's way harder.
So
yeah,
like I feel those comments. So if you guys have any advice to give to me, let me know.
Give it.
I mean, I feel the same way. Like it's like now, like somebody said, like it's now or never. And I'm, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, it's like, it's not, I'm 27. I'm so young to be having kids.
It feels that it is. And maybe for some people it is, like myself, I was like, I know I won't want to go back and do it, but also at the same time, like it's not now or never.
It's not now or never,
it's
but it does feel
but
like
it feels
it's now
like
or never.
It's now or never.
And like, I totally get that feeling of, yep, feeling like it's now or never. And it sucks.
Like that's so hard.
It sucks because I just feel like it's all consuming. It, thinking about another baby is like, yes, all consuming. Like
100%.
I feel like I talk about it a lot and I like want people to talk to me and like help me make the decision. But then it's like, it's my decision. I can't have anybody else make it.
I feel like some, like, especially when you're just like sharing your life and stuff. Like, I'm always like, people are just constantly asking me like all the baby questions. I'm like, why is that the only question I get? But I'm like, just because that's the stage of life I'm in and people know that. And so other people who are in that are there with me and they want to know. It's not like, cause I'm like, oh, that's like the only questions I'm getting is like postpartum and baby number three and breastfeeding. And like, but I'm like, yeah, but that's just my life. Like, so I get it. And it's like, and I feel that with you. It's like, when's baby number three coming? What are you doing? What's your decision? What,
Jamie,
like,
that's the only question I get.
That's my the only question you get. And it's like, why? But then it's like, because people are invested in like what's happening right now.
Well, and then people that have had kids at the same time as me, like that have a 5-year-old and then like almost a 3-year-old, they're like, they're probably thinking, well, should I have another baby? Like maybe if Kenzie has another baby, like I'll have another
baby. Then they will want to push me. Yes. Yeah.
Or like,
I mean, that's literally baby fever. I went to see Teddy in the hospital and that day I said, I'm having another baby.
Yeah. No, literally.
Like I want a newborn. Yeah. I want this.
And I feel like because my other two were so close that now these like if I have another baby, like it's not as close.
Yep.
Like I remember getting asked about baby number two all the time and it didn't really bother me. Like I got asked about baby number two, for some reason, like that conversation never bugged me. Like people are like, oh, isn't it so annoying to get the same question about having another baby over and over? And I'm like, no, cause I'm going to have a second baby. Like obviously it's going to be my decision when it is, but like, I'm going to have another baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then this time, like, I also just think it's hard when you're sharing so much of your life that people expect you to share every single detail when you're wanting to be more private with things.
100%. Like, I agree with that.
And like, it's hard. It's hard.
It's hard.
It's hard.
It is. It is.
So I feel like I'm in the same boat as those people.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that you're in that boat because I feel you.
Oh yeah, but if you have advice.
If you have advice for me.
Please give.
Keep me posted.
Yeah, we want your advice, actually.
Can I get anybody else's advice on if I should have another
We should
baby?
Do an episode. Give me and Kenzie your best advice.
And just, we really should.
And see what kind of advice people want to give
We should post
us.
Like 6 scenarios and be like, what's your advice for the scenario?
What's your advice?
That is actually
Or just
a good
see
idea.
Like, what would people give us advice on our life of? Like, what do they want our life to be that we
Yeah, what am I doing wrong?
What am I doing wrong?
Honestly, that could go really bad. I feel like actually people would be so mean.
I know.
You should probably do your makeup different and change your whole wardrobe and then also move to a different house.
And also you're ugly.
So
like there's nothing you
do. You should get Botox. You should get a nose job. You should lose 10 pounds. And that is all.
And you should move.
Burn
down your house.
And burn down your house. No, literally. Yeah, I don't know if I want advice on that one.
No, I don't. Thanks but anyway.
Thanks anyway. Well, this went over. Sorry for the little rant at the end there.
I know. So anyway, hope you guys liked that episode. We love doing advice. It's always fun. We always love to give our unsolicited advice.
Unsolicited. I was going to say, if you're asking, it's definitely solicited. But it's not great advice. So take it as you
take
will.
Take it or leave it.
Okay. We are going to do our next episode. That's going to come out on Monday. We're going to just do a little catch up. I feel like we kind of caught up on this episode a little bit,
but
we got some good questions. I feel like we've left you guys like hanging on some things. I feel like we would mention it in a podcast and then I'd get DMs like following up with it. And I'm like, oh, I need to talk about it on the podcast.
And we keep forgetting. We're doing like a little life catch up.
We've missed a couple weeks lately, just been like super busy. So sorry about that.
Yes.
But
the MIA-ness is gone.
The MIA-ness, we are here.
We
are not missing in action. We are here in action.
And we are ready.
So expect that on Monday. You're so lucky that you only have to wait like 4 days for a new podcast. You're welcome. And yeah, that is all.
And that is all. So we love you, girlies. Hope you have a good rest of your week. And we will see you next week on the
Codependent Podcast.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.